AT&T Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200, Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Let me start our interview today with this from Gospel for Asia. In India, the world's second most populous nation with nearly 1.4 billion people, the pandemic toll is soaring, the pandemic death toll. According to BBC reports, people are dying in the streets outside of overwhelmed hospitals, gasping for air as oxygen supplies run out. Crematoriums can't even keep up with the body count. With that, we begin our interview with Bishop Danny Yohannan. He is the Vice President of GFA World. Danny, welcome to the program today. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. It's my privilege.
The U.S. State Department has urged all Americans in India to leave the country immediately as the nation of nearly 1.4 billion people continues to shatter global records for new daily COVID infections. A deadly new double mutant variant in India is also raising the alarm. Bishop Danny, what is Gospel for Asia preparing to do to help meet this crisis?
You know, since the outbreak of the COVID pandemic, one of the things that Gospel for Asia has been doing with our field partners is right away using the network and the opportunities that we've already built up over all these years to really reach out to just hundreds of thousands of people that are just struggling to get by. And what I mean by that is, you know, when the entire country locked down, which is true for countries around the world, you have millions of migrant workers, which means people who were working over in different parts of the country, and they were not near their homes, and all of a sudden everything just comes to a standstill and everyone begins going back home. Everyone is trying to get back to their own places. And the reason is there's no more work. They can't just wait it out, not having work, not having any money to buy food. Their own families are starving back home. And so millions of people started crisscrossing the nations, and you know, what we saw was just desperation right in front of us. And with all the restrictions, where people couldn't be out on the streets, where people couldn't keep their shops open, you couldn't sell food, you literally are having what is worse than COVID is starvation. And it's still the fact today. And I know that the infection rate and the death toll is extreme. But what's even more extreme that people don't really talk about is starvation. Of literally hundreds of thousands of people that are just, you know, having no hope and no ability to have any food. And so many of our parishes, literally hundreds of our parishes, would be cooking meals and going to the streets and passing out food to these migrant workers that were traveling. One of the families that we met was a man who was riding his cycle rickshaw, which is kind of like a bicycle attached to a wagon, usually for selling vegetables or transporting goods. And he was, he had his family on the back of his rickshaw wagon, and he had just finished pedaling about 1200 miles to try to get back home with his family. And they hadn't eaten in days, meeting up with kids who hadn't had anything to eat for many days. And so the reality of people just really struggling, terribly is what is even now presently happening. But from the very beginning of the outbreak, our people immediately were on the streets helping people to make sure they were doing okay. If we had a presence in a certain village, the priest of the village would call as many families as possible on a regular basis to make sure that they were okay. Do they have food? Do they need help? Are they doing okay? And so this, you know, we were not waiting for things to get bad. We were already, you know, right there on the forefront. And the amazing thing is, because we've have such a good testimony of helping people already for all these many, many, many years, we were able to have special permission in many of these places to be out on the streets where everyone else couldn't be on the streets unless they were like traveling back home. And it gave us such a huge opportunity to help literally hundreds of thousands of people every single day. One of our parishes, they were cooking about 500 meal packets a day and passing it out. And this is, they were doing this for weeks before we even found out about it. And so it is a very desperate, extreme situation. And I do understand why there is kind of an urgent call for people not to travel to India or some of these places, is because the infection and the spread of the infection is so high, and it is very deadly. But you have a denser population, you have a lot of people that are struggling, and the infrastructure is not as it should be right now, and is it's very heartbreaking to see this. Literally reports, you can go online and watch videos of kids standing with their parents and their mothers, watching them die in front of hospitals, and the hospitals can't do anything. It's not like they wish they couldn't. There's no oxygen. People are going to welding shops or steel factories trying to buy oxygen tanks that they use for, you know, the refinement or for welding, trying to find any source of oxygen. I mean, it's pretty harsh reality. It's not just an inconvenience anymore. It's a life and death situation.
Denny, are you able through GFA World to bring some of these resources to India? I know you've already described, you literally have over 100,000 people throughout the country that are in position. They're doing various ministry things. They're serving and making themselves available. So just your infrastructure alone, you can accomplish many more things that most people could not.
You know, the infrastructure that we've had is just by God's grace, what we've done over many years. It's not something that just got mobilized immediately. You know, whenever there was, a tsunami in one of these places, we were there. When there was earthquakes, like in Nepal, we were there. To the point where the government was letting us borrow their helicopters, not that we were flying it, but they would allow us to use their helicopter to be able to bring goods and help to the areas of the Himalayas where no one else could reach to. So this has kind of been one of the things that we've always done. It's just what we've always done, because it is bringing the love of Christ to people. But, you know, our goal right now is to see about bringing oxygen equipment and bringing ventilators and other equipment that is in desperate need right now. You know, our field partners there is a hospital that we do have that is facilitating a lot of help to people, but the need is so great, the lack of equipment. And that's one of the things that we are in the process of doing, is bringing oxygen equipment and oxygen generators and different things to these different needy areas. But, you know, the need is so great compared to what we can even do. But, you know, whatever we can do in the name of Christ, it reminds me of what Mother Teresa said, you know, kind of summarizing a statement: if you can't feed the thousand, at least feed the one. And we can get so overwhelmed with the, you know, the grand need of things, how impossible it seems to be able to meet all the desperate need that's out there, that we kind of freeze and we just don't do anything. But to remember that if we can bless or serve or help one life, it's worth it. If we can give our life to help someone else. And that's kind of our challenge and our encouragement, is we'll keep doing this as long as we have to. People don't realize, you know, even after the tsunamis and earthquakes, we're still there in those areas, you know, 10, 15, 20 years later, helping those people. We didn't walk away to the next crisis for the next, you know, news cycle, but we're there to actually help the people.
And a lot of people that are not familiar with GFA World, of course, Gospel for Asia, now you're GFA World because you've gone out of South Asia to Africa and you're providing services in other places. But right now, today, we're really talking about South Asia, and we're talking about the people of India and how they're hurting. And I so much appreciate your focus on doing what we can. I don't think that Americans, Bishop Yohanan, might understand that people are actually perishing in the streets. What do you hear from your staff about the extreme crisis in the country?
Yeah, you know, you're right. When we over a year ago, we changed our name to GFA World because it's no longer just Asia that we're looking at to bring Christ's love to. Parts of Africa is already, you know, has the work going on there, and other places we like to bring the same passion and heart. But, you know, talking to some of our people, you know, on the field, it is like you described. Literally, people are just dying on the streets. I mean, they are the cremation centers are overloaded. So on all levels of society, people are stuck. So what do you do with all the kids that are now left alone? What do you do with all the dead bodies? There's just too many of them. What do hospitals do to keep up? Everything is just overwhelmed. And right now, you know, I was talking to someone else and, you know, still kids aren't going back to school. And I know like in California and some other places and, you know, other states, that's a reality, but that's more of an inconvenience. This is a life and death situation where this COVID pandemic has caused, you're talking about generations before things actually get back to some sort of normalcy. I mean, when I was looking at the stats, I think a year ago, they were predicting it would be at least 2025 to 2030 where things would get back to pre-COVID sort of normal, and things will never get back to normal. And I think with this now accelerated infection and outbreak and death, you're talking about even further down the road, it may be 15, 20 years now where it's going to take for things to get back to normal. Just the simple fact that kids have not been to school, you're talking about every sector of society where you don't have graduates going into the workforce, the medical industry, engineering. It's going to impact the entire nation in a very severe way. And this is where, you know, Gospel for Asia, you know, and our field partners, we really see it as an opportunity to bring the love of Christ to people, encourage them, help them to see that there is hope, especially in this hopeless situation. You know, for those of us who know Christ and we've walked with Christ, suffering, and inconvenience and struggle is part of the Christian life. You know, we may not realize that, but that's historically what is the Christian life. It's a life of struggling forward on this narrow road, trusting God and asking for his help. But if you don't know Christ, then this life of struggle is just a life of misery. And this is, you know, where Paul can say that he can, you know, give thanks to God for all things and in all things work together for good, that he rejoices in all things, because in his struggle, in the pain and suffering, there is hope. And this is where GFA World really does shine, where we're able to bring hope to people's lives in the middle of their struggle and suffering, because we're pointing them to Christ and showing them that there is hope, not that suffering and struggle is just an end in itself.
Bishop Danny Yohannan, he is the Vice President of GFA World. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
This is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Most people have never memorized their vehicle's repair manual, let alone even read the small owner's manual in their glove box. Not to worry. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians and staff will guide you through all the ins and outs of vehicle repair and maintenance. Whether it is a car, truck, or SUV, we're here to help you maintain your investment. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And don't forget, we have free towing to our facility with repairs. Just call for details. With all that being said, there is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. Yes, it's God's written word. In it, you find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation so that you and I may have eternal life with him through his son, Jesus Christ. Remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." This is John Chitwood.
Corey and Anne-Marie Pensabeni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slayton Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood. And as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book.
Knowing God from Harvest America with pastor and evangelist Greg Laurie.
Listen, I don't know what trajectory your life is on right now, but I know this, God can change your story. You know, yesterday at the baptism, I'll take a few moments with every person and I'll ask them, when did you come to Christ? And they'll tell me their story. I heard amazing stories. One guy just covered in tattoos and he said, oh, I was a heroin addict. And he showed me a hole in his arm that was still there. He had used so much heroin over the years. He had a permanent hole in his arm. But he was just radiating the love of Jesus because God had changed his story. I talked to couples. We were on the verge of divorce. Our marriage was falling apart and we came to the Lord and now we're here today getting baptized and our kids are with us. And I'm looking at that. A whole family changed. Because, you know, here's what can happen. You know, the parents will get divorced and the kids are caught between the two parents. They remarry and they divorce again. And now the kids follow that same pattern. And then they have kids and they follow the same pattern. And these sins go on for multiple generations. But then you look what happens. Christ intervenes, changes this. And instead of ungodliness going to multiple generations, godliness goes to multiple generations. It happens. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Everything becomes fresh and new.
You were created to know God. Find out how to begin a relationship with Him by going to knowgod.org. Already know God? Invite a friend or family member to learn more about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Answers to questions about the Christian faith, instructions for growing in your relationship with the Lord, and video messages from Pastor Greg Laurie can all be found at knowgod.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan. Maybe you're refinancing, maybe purchasing a new home. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Bishop Danny Yohannan, he is the Vice President of GFA World. You've talked about a lot of things, and one of the things that I want to make sure our listeners are aware of, and our listeners have frequently, we've talked to you, Danny, you have contributed to our program in quite a bit. Of course, your father, K.P. Yohannan, the founder of the organization, has been on our show quite a bit, and we so much appreciate your time and investing, but our listeners have supported the Critter Campaign. It's such an amazing fundraising opportunity for people because everything that GFA World does seems to be sustainable. People aren't just making a one-time donation. With the Critter Campaign, you're buying things like a sewing machine or you're buying animals like a water buffalo or chickens or whatever. And now in this situation, really trying to reach out to the millions of people that are faced with this dilemma. You've already mentioned that you're sending out oxygen bottles. I just want to reiterate to our listeners that a donation to GFA World is going to be invested in a way that it will have a long-term effect. Would you agree with that, Danny?
No, I absolutely agree with that. It's the Critter Campaign is one of the things I'm very, very proud of, not just because we give, you know, buffaloes and chickens and sewing machines and different things to a bunch of people. But I believe that when we are able to help someone in the love of Christ, with the purpose of helping them to realize that there is a purpose for their life, and it's found in Christ, it makes all the difference. It's one of those things where, yes, we're able to give hundreds of thousands of mosquito nets away, and we build clean water projects more than, you know, anyone else in the entire world, and people get goats and chickens and all these sustainable or life-changing or breaking the cycle of poverty gifts. But what really does happen is these people get to experience a life change. I mean, many of these people come from a lower strata of society, and when we give them some of these gifts, they literally are weeping and crying and saying, why are you doing this? People don't do this for us. And we tell them it's because we love them and because Christ loves them too. And it really does make a difference. And I would say, especially even in this pandemic time, a lot of those gifts and a lot of those buffaloes and chickens are being very fruitful during this time where families can't travel very far. They can't go out to the towns. You can't buy things. And so you have these families who have been helped over the years through GFA World are seeing the benefit of it even now. And I think that is something extremely important, that it's not just some gift that we're giving to someone, but we're bringing change to someone's life, and it's with dignity and honor.
Well, and I want to remind our listeners that you literally have the easiest website on the planet to remember. It's gfa.org. And people can make donations. They can see what all the ministries are that you're doing. They can get an idea of, you've done pastor training. You have missionaries throughout the countries. You have people providing, as you said, water, clean water resources and food and medical treatment. And so it is amazing. I want you, if you would, to contrast for us, for our audience, the differences between what we might understand in the West and what the hospital and medical support systems are like in India. Is it quite a bit different than America?
Well, I think in terms of education and facilities, you do have some of, I mean, anyone in this country who's ever gone to a hospital, I'm sure you've run into some Indian doctors or nurses. I mean, some of them are the best in the entire world, and some of the smartest brains in the entire world are from India. But I think what is the contrasting reality is just the overwhelming overwhelming situation. You're talking 1.2 billion people in one country. You know, one state in India is bigger than the entire population of the United States, and in some cases Europe combined. And so you already have, you know, a developing country that is struggling with other things, other means of poverty, and they are, you know, a superpower along with China and some other countries. But at the same time, you have so many people and so many different strata of society that it's not the same kind of difficulty that we have here. You know, my kids had to be at home and, you know, do schooling over Zoom for a while, and it was an inconvenience. But look, they had a computer, or they had something that they could use to Zoom in for their teacher to talk to them. But for many of these children, these villages, the family might have maybe one phone to the name of the entire family. So which of the five kids gets to use that phone? And most probably they don't use the internet anyway. And so you find that it's kind of an unfair comparison to say that, you know, we have our struggles here, they have their struggles there. It's a completely different set of struggles and difficulties. And right now, what most of us are dealing with is just the difficulties of normal day life, getting back to normal here. But over there, it's people are literally dying. I mean, one of our priests the other day passed away from COVID, and we were all praying for him, and we were, asking God to heal him. And, he passed away the other day. I mean, it's kind of very sad for us. At the same time, we know he's part of the great cloud of witnesses, and we are excited for his life and all that his life has done to bring more people to Christ. But even with our own ministry, there are quite a number of people who have contracted COVID and who have passed away. Now, my wife, she got COVID, but we live in a country where it's a little bit easier to go to the doctor and get better. I think the hospital situations are this. It's just you have so many people, and you have limited numbers of beds, and you have limited oxygen, generators, and you have limited ventilators. And if you overwhelm any system, even in America or any country, you are just going to overwhelm the facilities. And I think that's what happened. It's just everything has gotten overwhelmed all at once. And, I think this is an opportunity for all of us to be praying. And I know that sounds kind of like a cop-out Christian answer when you don't know what to do. But you know what? Jesus himself told us to pray on multiple occasions, either pray for unity or pray for more laborers or pray for certain things. And I think Christians don't take that serious, that our hearts should be broken for the things that break God's heart, and we should be praying. My challenge would be every church this coming Sunday, take 5 minutes out of their service, their busy service, and pray for nations like India or Nepal or Sri Lanka or places in Africa that are suffering or starving to death because of the ramifications of COVID. And I think that would be something that I would encourage everyone to do. But I would also encourage people, you know, to be praying specifically that the medical facilities would be, you know, strengthened in some of these nations, or that we would be able to bring more facilities over to these nations to help, especially during this time right away.
Mm. Danny Yohannan, he is the vice president of GFA World. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Whether you vote early by May 29th or vote on Election Day, June 1st, there is no more important issue than the right to life. Mark Moores needs your vote to stand up for unborn babies in Congress. Melanie Stansberry wants to deny the most basic right to life to unborn babies. Melanie Stansberry wants unlimited abortion, even late in pregnancy, and she wants you to pay for it with your tax dollars. Melanie Stansberry should never be in Congress. Vote for Mark Moores for Congress, who will fight for unborn babies. Mark Moores supports laws to keep your tax dollars from paying for abortion, and Mark Moores supports laws to protect unborn babies from painful late dismemberment abortions. Without life, nothing else matters. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Vote for life by May 29th or on June 1st. Please vote for Mark Moores for Congress.
Paid for by the National Right to Life Victory Fund at nrlvictoryfund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, NRL Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Corey and Anne Marie Pensabeni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slayton Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood. And as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order, and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slayton Associates, doing business by the book.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Sriva and her husband were living with her husband's parents in Nepal, but the elderly couple was unhappy Sriva attended church. One day while her husband was away at work, his parents grabbed Sriva's Bible and began beating her with it. They ordered her to leave their home immediately and never return unless she renounced her faith in Christ. Sriva refused. She and her husband now live with friends, and though they are in transition, she is grateful that her husband accepted Jesus Christ. Pray they will continue to build their lives on God's Word while working to build a home of their own.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for the persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book. 342-8100. Or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Danny Yohannan, he is the vice president of GFA World. I want to read a quote from GFA World founder, your dad, and president of GFA World, K.P. Yohannan. He said, "In my lifetime, I have never seen anything in my experience that compares with this tsunami of suffering. A catastrophe is unfolding in front of our eyes, and we are now in the 11th hour. So there is some urgency now for our listeners to come alongside you and help you, even though this is overwhelming.
No, absolutely. It's not one of those things where, you know, hey, hang on a second, you know, COVID virus, we'll be back a little while later after I finish my donut. You know, it doesn't work that way. Another example that I know my father would use is when the house is on fire, it's not time to take a vacation. I mean, it's time to be desperate and yell and scream and get water and get people to help put the fire out. And that's what's happening right now. There is this extreme reality that people are dying, and we cannot just close our eyes and kind of wish it would go away. And the reality for most of us, and it's just true for so many things, is out of sight. Not what we see every time on the news. You know, our world is our concern. My headache is worse than your headache, type of thing. And it's one of those things, unless we as Christians purposely make an effort to go and find out and engage our heart and pray, then we're just kind of be like everyone else and kind of pass by. And what, you know, my father is saying is absolutely true. You know, there hasn't been anything like this, at least in our lifetime, that we've seen this much suffering. There's always suffering, but this much suffering for this type of thing and see the disaster that is playing out. May God help us to have our hearts broken for these things.
You mentioned what we're seeing in the media and what's on the news. For those of us in the West, COVID crisis seems to be diminishing. We're hearing about, you know, 50% of the population's now received, at least one of the vaccinations, one of the shots. Help us understand how different India is. Are they able to get some vaccinations into the country?
You know, India is actually producing the vaccinations, and they do have vaccinations, and I think at one point they were trying to be very generous to the neighboring countries and sending a lot of the vaccinations to the other countries. And not that that has caused this, you know, overspill right now, but you know, you're not able to predict what's going to happen next week, next month, and I don't think they were able to foresee what it would be happening right now with just the extreme spread of the COVID virus and the massive death toll. And again, it's kind of like a balance beam. Once you tip the scale, once you tip the balance beam and it starts, you know, going down very quick, it's hard to catch up. And that's kind of what's happened, is where it's kind of tipped so quickly, there hasn't been kind of a slow, gradual slope to be able to kind of manage it. And so I think that's kind of the situation where we're at right now. But that is something that I know a lot of nations are looking at, trying to help India and other places. But this is one of those realities where we live in a nation where we are blessed, and we should be ever grateful to God that God has allowed us to have the facilities and to be able to have the medical infrastructure that we have. I mean, God's grace and mercy for that. And because of that, we're able to keep going forward and our kids are okay. And I don't say that we should wish that we didn't have that. We should praise God for that. But we should also be very aware that most of the world doesn't have the privileges that we find every single day, like even clean drinking water that comes out of our taps. That doesn't exist for most people around the world. Mm-hmm. But it's something that we take for granted. And if you want a clear response, it's this: simply be very grateful to God for every little thing that you have, clean food, clean water, and health, and a bed and a roof that you sleep under. I mean, these are the things that we should be daily grateful for God. And in that gratefulness, we'll find the heart correctly to be able to pray for those who don't have it and ask for God's blessings on them also.
One more time, Danny, could you tell us how our listeners can give and support what you're doing in South Asia and in Africa?
Yeah, I think the three simple things, and part of them I've already mentioned. One is to pray, and I think that's something that everyone can do. There should be no excuse for any Christian to basically sit on the sidelines during this COVID pandemic and say, I can't do anything. Well, at least we can pray. Get other people to pray. Get your friends to pray. Make it a priority in your personal life, in your friend's life, in your church life. Second is people can go to gfa.org and learn more about what GFA World is doing in Asia, Africa, and other places, and consider contributing and helping. Stand with us as we really run forward to meet people's needs. Tell other people about it, gfa.org. And then whatever you can, use social media to share the message of hope that what God is doing through GFA World. And tell your friends, tell your pastor, tell everyone that this is a huge opportunity for us to live out the Christian faith practically for people who desperately need it around the world.
Bishop Danny Yohannan is the Vice President of GFA World. We thank you so much for sharing today. We pray God's superpower in all your work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us, Danny.